Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures, and why don't you kind of recap just exactly what happened yesterday?
Well, Dave, we saw yesterday some of the cattle contracts make new highs for the week, but they were unable to hold those highs. Late selling pulled the majority of the cattle complex into a negative close. We also saw the lean hogs close negative also. We saw choice box beef up 72 cents, select boxes up 25 cents on a total movement of 126 loads. The cattle kill, 107,000 head. The cash feeder index was up 89 cents. Now, also, the weekly average choice box beef price is almost $30 lower than it was a year ago this time, but average retail price of newspaper beef feature prices are above a year ago prices. Now, on the close yesterday, August live cattle were 30 cents higher, August feeder cattle down 25, and October lean hogs 37 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures yesterday. Why don't you kind of tell us what happened there?
Well, Dave, yesterday the KC wheat made a new contract low for the second straight session and also closed negative. Now, short covering allowed the corn and the soybean futures to close on the positive side. The weekly export sales yesterday were priced positive for the wheat, corn, and soybeans as the lower prices have stimulated some export sales. Today is the last trading session for the month of July and first notice day for August grain and soybean complex futures contracts. The overnight trading has been mostly higher and in light to moderate trading volume. At the moment, September KC wheat is 4 cents higher. December corn is a penny and a half higher. November soybeans has turned lower by 3 cents. December cotton is 21 points lower. September crude oil down 90 cents. September dollar index 23 cents lower. And September Dow Jones futures are 44 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today. You have a great weekend, and Ron Hayes will be with you on Monday, and you can look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.